This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. This is Sam. Thank you so much for being here for game number 90. Before we get going, I got a quick shout out to Donna, who left us a 5-star Apple review. This is what she wrote: A+ trivia with an A+ host. We found the Pub Trivia Group Podcast about 6 months ago, and now it is a weekly event for us. The host, Sam, does a great job putting together a very creative and entertaining show each week. Our family has also participated in the monthly live shows that Sam hosts on YouTube. These have been a great way to get our family together and compete as a team. It is definitely the best trivia podcast we have found. Keep up the good work, Sam. The Cape Crusaders are big fans. Thank you so much, Donna, and to the Cape Crusaders. It's been great having you join the online community. Keep coming. It is an honor to be able to provide a time for you and the family to hang out. That truly warms my heart. So anyway, for podcast number 90, I have three rounds for you today. Those three rounds are common initials, states, and college towns. And joining me to play these three rounds, I have Forrest from FWD Trivia in Oregon. You're going to want to give him a follow on Instagram. He has a lot of cool trivia stuff. That Instagram handle in the show notes. But Forrest, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sam. Nice to be on the podcast with you. I really enjoyed listening to it. I like your content. I like the way you do trivia. I like the way you think.
I appreciate that. And I didn't realize until you just logged in that actually we have talked a bit because you played the last live game.
Yeah, I did. It was a lot of fun.
And I couldn't figure out how to say your name. Can you say your team name quick?
Oh, the team name was Silva Acicularis. It's a combination of my name and my partner's name in Latin.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I was never that great in Latin, but I do love that name. So it's great to have you here, Forrest. Anyway, you ready? We got round number one, common initials.
Okay, ready to go.
All right. Round number one, common initials. For this round, I have 10 items, all sharing the same pair of common initials. Today, the common initials are CR. So here we go. Again, all of these items with the initials CR. Item number one, following their 1949 Civil War, it is constitutionally forbidden for this country of over 5 million people to have a standing army. Item number two, introduced in 1939, this Canadian whiskey is known for having a purple bag. Item number three. In 2020, this country ranked second in the world for most cars produced per capita, trailing only its neighbor, who it once shared a country with. Item number four. Earning $136 million, this athlete ranked number one on Forbes' list, the world's highest paid athletes, 2023. Item five. This is the slang term for a sport bike, which is defined by Urban Dictionary as, quote, a specific type of motorcycle, typically distinguished by its aerodynamic hunched over seating position and high power to weight ratio. Item number six. Founded in 1892, this campus-based political organization claims to have over 250,000 members across nearly 2,000 schools. Item number seven. Established in 1942, this company is headquartered in a circular tower on Vine Street, just north of Hollywood Boulevard. The iconic building is sometimes referred to as the house that Nat built. Which company am I talking about? Item number 8. Alive from 1853 to 1902, this colonial figure is associated with a prestigious scholarship awarded to postgraduate studies at the University of Oxford. Notable recipients include Bill Clinton, George Stephanopoulos, and Pete Buttigieg. Item number 9. The University of Wisconsin defines this as, quote, charged subatomic particles that constantly rain down on the earth from all directions. And item number 10. This Disney film was its top-billed actor's final film to be released before his 1994 death. All right, you know the drill. Pause now if you want more time to think about these. I will go over those again. And then we're going to give Forrest a chance to answer them before I reveal the answer. All right, item number 1. Following their 1949 Civil War, it is constitutionally forbidden for this country of over 5 million people to have a standing army. Forrest, do you know the answer?
That'd be Costa Rica, Sam.
Costa Rica is correct. All right, number 2. Introduced in 1939, this Canadian whiskey is known for having a purple bag.
Crown Royal.
That is Crown Royal.
I may or may not know that from personal experience.
Well, you host trivia in an actual bar. I just host on Spotify, so.
I do.
All right, number 3. In 2020, this country ranked second in the world for most cars produced per capita, trailing only its neighbor, who it once shared a country with.
That one I'm not so sure about.
Yeah. So the brands might not be associated with this country. They might not be headquartered in this country, but many of their factories are. We are talking about the Czech Republic.
Ah, yeah.
Trailing only its neighbor, Slovakia, who of course it once shared Czechoslovakia with.
Yeah, they've changed their name to Czechia now.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
That's okay. I'm sure it's fine.
Czech Republic. All right, number 4. Earning $136 million, this athlete ranked number 1 on the Forbes list, the world's highest paid athletes 2023.
I'd be Cristiano Ronaldo. His name is Ronaldo.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo will count
Cristiano,
it.
Cristiano, yes.
All right, number 5. This is the slang term for a sport bike, which is defined by Urban Dictionary as, quote, a specific type of motorcycle typically distinguished by its aerodynamic hunched over seating position and high power to weight ratio.
I have no idea. Cruising rover.
All right. Maybe this wasn't a slang term that made it to Oregon. Crotch rocket.
Ah.
All right. Number 6. Founded in 1892, this campus-based political organization claims to have over 250,000 members across nearly 2,000 schools.
There's campus ROTC.
Yeah, so specifically a political organization, we are talking about the College Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number 7. Established in 1942, this company is headquartered in a circular tower on Vine Street, just north of Hollywood Boulevard. The iconic building is sometimes referred to as the house that Nat built. What company am I talking about?
Is it Capitol Records?
That it is. Capitol Records, the house that Nat built, of course, referring to Nat King Cole. All right, number 8. Alive from 1853 to 1902, this colonial figure is associated with a prestigious scholarship awarded for postgraduate studies at the University of Oxford. Notable recipients include Bill Clinton, George Stephanopoulos, and Pete Buttigieg.
That'd be Cecil Rhodes.
Cecil Rhodes is correct. All right, number 9. The University of Wisconsin defines this as, quote, charged subatomic particles that constantly rain down on Earth from all directions.
Is it cosmic radiation?
Cosmic radiation or cosmic rays, both are acceptable answers. Well done. And then number 10, this Disney film was its top-billed actor's final film to be released before his 1994 death.
Oh, man. I got nothing.
Sure thing. I am on record a couple months ago saying that this is one of my favorite movies of all time. I was thinking about that, and that's why I chose these initials. Cool Runnings.
Oh, man. Dang it. It's a great movie.
It is a great movie. And R.I.P. John Candy. Indeed. All right, that was round number one, common initials. You got six of them. So well done for being a one-man team. Well done. So that was common initials. Coming up, we got round number two, states. Round number two, states. We haven't played this one in a while. I think the last time we played this one was probably July. So the way this one works, I have five items, just five items, and they are all associated with one state. I will give you the clues. You tell me the answer for each item. Now, similar to like movie links, because this is a puzzle, it'll be easier to figure out these answers once you know what the common state is. And for this reason, we will go over each of the clues twice. All right. Item number one, ranked by QSR Magazine as the fourth largest pizza chain in the United States based on 2022 sales. This pizza chain is also known for its crazy bread and crazy sauce. Item number two. Alive from 1863 to 1947, this industrialist once stated of his invention, quote, any customer can have a redacted painted any color that he wants, so long as it is black. I'm going to say that quote again, and of course I redacted the part that would have totally given it away, but the quote was, any customer can have a redacted painted any color that he wants, so long as it is black. Who is this industrialist who was alive from 1863 to 1947? All right, item number three. This popular Lake Huron tourist destination features an 8-mile highway, which is claimed to be the only state highway in the United States where motor vehicles are prohibited. Item number four. Dennis Rodman won his first two NBA titles while playing for this team. And item number five. This television series aired from 1991 to 1999 and heavily features the brand Binford. All right, I'm going to go over those one more time. Again, this is like a puzzle. Maybe you got one. Now it'll be easier to figure out the rest. Item number one, ranked by QSR Magazine as the fourth largest pizza chain in the United States based on 2022 sales. This pizza chain is also known for its crazy bread and crazy sauce. Item number two, alive from 1863 to 1947, this industrialist once stated of his invention, quote, any customer can have a redacted painted in any color he wants, so long as it is black. All right, item number three. This popular Lake Huron tourist destination features an 8-mile highway, which is claimed to be the only state highway in the United States where motor vehicles are prohibited. Item number four. Dennis Rodman won his first two NBA titles while playing for this team. And item number five, this television series aired from 1991 to 1999 and heavily features the brand Binford. All right, we went over each of those twice. Let's see if Forrest has the answers. All right, Forrest, item number one. Do you know the fourth largest pizza chain in the U.S.?
I believe that's Little Caesars.
That is correct. Are you a fan of the Little C's?
I don't eat a lot of pizza these days, but I used to. And I had a fun fact about him paying off Rosa Parks' apartment for the last years of her life. He just, out of his personal fortune, paid her rent.
Interesting. Very interesting. I did not know that. I'll have to look into that.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Item number two, the industrialist who said you can have the product in any color you want as long as it's black. Who is that?
I had this question like 2 weeks ago. It was Henry Ford.
Oh, gosh. All right. Great minds think alike, I guess. All right. Number three, popular Lake Huron tourist destination with an 8-mile highway that you can't drive on.
I have no earthly idea.
Okay. Mackinac Island.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of Mackinac Island. My first thought was Manitoulin Island. That's Canadian.
Sure. Yeah, Mackinac Island. Cars aren't allowed on Mackinac Island. All right, number four. Dennis Rodman won his first two NBA titles playing for this team. Do you know that team?
Assume it's the Detroit Pistons if it's a Michigan thing.
Yep, Detroit Pistons. And then finally, item number five, the 90s television series that features the brand Binford.
That's Tool Time. Home Improvement is the...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, Home Improvement. Well done. Well done. So you have four of the five there. Well done. So you had six in the first round, 6 of 10 in the first round, 4 of 5 in the second round. You're doing great on your one-man team. That was round number two states, obviously, the common state being...
That'd be Michigan.
Yep, the common state being Michigan. All right, coming up, we got round number three, college towns. All right, round number three. The final round, Forrest. So, Forrest, one thing I learned about you is the pop culture rounds aren't your favorite, and I tend to have a lot of pop culture, so I was trying to think of a different direction I could go. And I was like, what if I just listed off some random universities and you tell me the town or city that they are located in? So that's how this one works. I have 10 universities, and I'll list them off. We'll see if Forrest can tell me the town or city that they are located in.
All right, looking forward to it.
So, for example, your alma mater, the University of Oregon, if I was to list off the University of Oregon, you would say?
Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene, which I kid you not, I had that as one of the items until I remembered that you were from Oregon, and I had to delete it and replace it with something else. So let's do this. Number one, the University of Iowa. Number two, Yale. Number three, Duke. Number four, Arizona State. Number five, the University of Washington. Number six, the University of Florida. Number seven, Louisiana State University. Number eight, Brown University. Number nine, Northwestern University. And number 10, McGill University. All right, pause now if you want to think about these a little bit. But here we go. School number one, the University of Iowa.
Would it be Iowa City?
That is correct.
I got an Iowa uncle City. Who works at the University of Iowa. I'd better know that. Go Hawks.
Well, okay, don't go that far, but it's a great place to be a visiting fan at a game. The University of Caitlin Clark. They are so nice to away fans. I went there as a Badger fan dressed fully in red. I'm with my buddies dressed fully in red. And we had, I kid you not, we had Iowa fans thanking us for coming, offering us directions, and not even offering us fake directions. It was surreal. Such nice people in Iowa City.
Midwestern hospitality.
All right, number two, Yale.
I believe that's New Haven, Connecticut.
That is correct. New Haven, Connecticut. All right, number three, Duke.
Duke is in North Carolina, but as to which North Carolina city it's in, I'm not sure. I'm going to guess Durham.
That is correct. Durham, North Carolina. Well done. All right, number four, Arizona State University.
This is another one. It's obviously in Arizona, but I'm just going to guess Phoenix.
It is not Phoenix. It's pretty close. I'm not great at Arizona geography. I believe it's pretty close. We are looking for Tempe. Tempe, Arizona. And then the other one is in Tucson, Arizona. The U of A. Mm-hmm. That's a fierce rivalry, I've learned. All right, number five, the University of Washington.
It'd be Seattle.
Yep, that one is Seattle. That was one I was wondering if I could trick you on, but I guess you're pretty close.
Yeah, I got another cousin.
Your family all over the place. All right, number six, the University of Florida.
This one is a crapshoot. This is Orlando.
That is incorrect. We are looking for Gainesville, Florida.
Okay.
All right, number seven, Louisiana State University.
Shreveport.
We are looking for Baton Rouge.
All right.
All right. Number eight, Brown University.
That's Rhode Island. I'm just going to guess Providence.
That is correct. All right, number nine, Northwestern University.
That's being out in Oregon, everybody gives me guff from being from the Midwest, and they draw a line down the middle of the country, and they say, you know, it's not the West. It's Midwest should be like Wyoming somewhere. That is Northwest University is in Illinois. But if it's not Chicago, not sure exactly.
It's just like right outside of Chicago in Evanston, Illinois.
All right.
And then finally, number 10, McGill University.
It's Montreal.
Yep, but it is Montreal. So you got six of those? I'm just counting. You missed Tempe, Gainesville, Baton Rouge, and Evanston.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on how nice you want to be. Suburbs.
Yeah, I mean, Tempe.
I think that's a distinct city.
Evanston, yeah. No, I'm gonna give you. So you got six of those. So six in round one, six in round three, and then four of five in round two. So again, very respectable for your one-man trivia team. Well done. Well done. You definitely lived up to the hype of requesting more geography, history, academic rounds rather than my typical silly pop culture stuff. So Forrest, thank you so much for being on the show. Again, you want to follow this guy on Instagram. Forrest, what kind of stuff do you post on Instagram?
A lot of the stuff I post on Instagram is things that are too difficult for my regular questions. So things that I would have a hard time asking questions about in my regular trivia life. And I need some place to put them, so I put them on the Instagram.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, because that's part of the fun of trivia is you hopefully you learn some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Not just about showing off. It's also about learning a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, Forrest, thank you so much for coming. And to everyone else, thank you for playing along. Just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. If you leave me a nice review like Donna did earlier on Apple, I will read it. Not only will I appreciate you, but I will read it and give you a shout out. It really does help with the algorithms, helps Spotify and Apple let people know that this is actually a worthwhile podcast to listen to. And then you can give us a follow at Pub Trivia Group, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all linked in the show notes, especially Facebook. That's where I send out the invites to play live trivia. I did announce my next game. My next game is coming up. Oh, I got to look at the calendar. It is Friday, February 23rd. Friday, February 23rd is the next live game on YouTube. So form a team. Who knows? Maybe Forrest will be back with that team I can't pronounce. That's all in Latin. Maybe he'll be back so you can compete against Forrest live. It should be a good time. Anyway, I don't have anything else to say. Forrest, do you have anything else to say?
No, just thanks so much, Sam, for letting me be a part of this today. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
I appreciate it. And thank you for being here. As we were kind of discussing off the air, I don't know a lot of people that write trivia, so it's really cool to connect, you know, not just with trivia enthusiasts, as I've gotten to connect with a lot of people doing this, but to connect with other, you know, writers and hosts of trivia. That's been awesome. Maybe one of these days I'll be out your way and can play at one of the numerous bars that you host at. Should be a good time.
That'd be great. We got a guest room for you.
All right. I love it. That's one of the perks of being a podcast host that no one tells you about is there are people willing to put you up. All right, guys. Thank you so much for playing. Peace out and pot on, you nerds.